Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is Life with Monica Matthews. Somebody's got to say it.
So yet another race issue has occurred in the country where we seem to always be in racial upheaval these days. Have you noticed that? It's not really just these days. It's been going on in our country for eons, but I would, this is not a partisan statement. This is something that I witnessed being stoked primarily during the 8 years of the Obama administration. There was a verbal sense of reparation going on through that administration. And I get it. I just personally always kind of felt like he could have done better. He could have done a better job given he was the first black president of the United States of America. That was such an honor and such a privilege. It's a privilege to be the president, period. But such a privilege to lead a nation that has been plagued by the sins of its past, you know, out of the cotton fields of accusation and bitterness. That would have been wonderful. But as you're about to hear, there's still bitterness that plagues the United States anytime someone of color goes down.
Overnight, emotions running high in Dallas.
What do we want? Justice!
What do we want?
Now!
Protesters hitting the streets, even blocking intersections. The crowd angry at a former police officer's 10-year prison sentence for murder.
How many of us is it going to take before you understand that our lives matter?
Okay, stop. That's how ABC's decided to cover it. Okay, so here's my heartfelt issue with the validity of that cry. When I see blacks, people of color, minorities show up in droves for actual criminal reform, to actually go after gangs who target minority neighborhoods and demographics, then I will shed tears along with that young lady and the many other who have come out in complete defiance to this jury's decision and the judge's decision with regard to the sentencing of this police officer.
A jury convicted Amber Geiger of murder for shooting her neighbor, Botham John. She claimed it was an accident when she entered John's apartment, mistaking him for an intruder. Prosecutors wanted a sentence of at least 28 years. That's how old John would have turned on Sunday.
10 years imprisonment in the Texas Department of Criminal Justice.
But the sentence handed down means Geiger could be eligible for parole in 5 years. Earlier on the stand, Geiger's mother asked for leniency.
She could take in his place.
Then this emotional moment when Botham John's 18-year-old brother took the stand to address Geiger.
If you truly are sorry, I know I can speak for myself. I forgive you. And I know if you go to God and ask him, he will forgive you. Speaking for myself, not even bad for my family. But I love you just like anyone else.
Then he turned to the judge.
Can I give her a hug, please?
Yes.
That moment even surprising Geiger's lawyers.
We've got decades of experience sitting in front of you, and none of us have seen anything like that. Yeah. It was humbling, amazing moment.
This morning, John's family says they accept the jury's decision.
I do not want us to mistake forgiveness
with responsibility.
That is a very powerful statement. So there is no doubt that the police officer shot and killed her son. She has been convicted of that. The thing that really moves my heart about this are a couple of things. One, you've got the whole racial component, which refuses to allow the more important component of this kid being able to forgive this woman in such an open display of honest forgiveness and humility. If you have not seen the video of that moment, you need to stop what you are doing. I would encourage you to do it before bed. You will actually sleep better tonight. It is so powerful, I could not stop the tears from flowing. When he says, "Can I give her a hug?" And the judge is like, you can see, like, you know, the bailiff's officer's like right there going, okay, what's about to happen? Right? But the next thing you see is he races down off of that witness stand and the convicted officer runs. They literally run across the room and embrace like two people who haven't seen each other in 10 years embrace in an airport. It was unbelievable. God, there was nothing contrived about that moment. Nothing. It was the most beautiful display of Christ-likeness I have ever seen. And none of us are above sin. None of us are above falling short. Not one of us, whether you're black or white or any color in between. None of us. So it was such a needed expression for me personally, as a Christian, as an American, as a patriot, as a conservative, as someone who sits back and watches, you know, this rabidity in politics where everything has become politicized. I mean, you know, the fear, the terror that runs through people's veins this day and age of, am I going to get an all-black jury? Am I going to get a black judge who buys into this stuff that white's day is coming? The day of reckoning is here. You know, can a judge actually judge correctly with justice in mind? Is justice still blind? I many times have been quoted as saying that justice is not blind. Her blindfold has been stripped off, and she's standing there butt naked in the streets, wondering, what happened to me? And politics happened to her. That's what's happened. It is extremely grievous for me. But this was such a beautiful moment, and I cannot tell you, this is what I want to leave you with. I want to encourage you that whenever you see things like the haters, the people who refuse to forgive, just like those protesters, they would not be happy until that woman went down in total eternal flames. There's no forgiveness there. Because there are people who capitalize on stoking those fires. And they are in major positions of prominence. They're in our Congress. They're on our benches. They're on our airwaves. And they pump this poison into the veins of your neighbors. Because there's a sense of rejection that permeates through the black culture. And rightfully so. Rightfully so. But there's a spirit of rejection that runs through the world. Blacks were not the first enslaved, and they won't be the last. So it's up to us to guard our hearts and to forgive. And I would encourage you to not allow this moment, this precious moment, honor that young man's life by embracing the power of forgiveness. Okay, until next time, you can catch me on Twitter at Monica On Air Talk. The Monica Matthews on Facebook. Download and subscribe to my podcast on iTunes and share. And have a good day. Be kind to yourself. Beginning in your own mirror, be kind to others. I love you. Have a good day.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.